Hello Gemini, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, September the 24th, and the whole week ahead. Well, with the moon in the sign of Cancer, what you've got now is money. Matters of money. These stars are actually very good. The opposition to Pluto does say, however, steer clear of loan sharks or people who are very dubious when it comes to money. So avoid money lenders. But on the whole, if you use your talents now, you could well make more money than you ever thought you would. Here's your Sunday stars. Well, I love the moon moving into Leo because this for you means that you can make friends and influence people. Throw your social circle out as wide as you can. Go to parties. If you've not been invited, gatecrash. Or if you want to hold a bit of a do yourself because you want to get to know someone specifically and you want to know them for a specific reason, then this is the ideal time for you to be the hostess with the mostess. Here's your Monday stars. Lovely Sun conjunct Jupiter in Libra. This is one of the best aspects. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It's in your fifth house, which is your heart's desire. And Sun Jupiter isn't going to be over and done with in just one day. No, we're talking about a few weeks, even months, when you can find the joy that encapsulates your heart. So what is it that makes you happy? Because if you go after it now, then you will be very happy indeed. And here's your Tuesday stars. As Mars drifts from your seventh house of relationships into your house of sex, and certainly this means that over the next 2 years, you start a new 2 year period when it comes to sex, passion and desire. Of course, you could feel passionate about a person, but also you could feel passionate about something. There's a great energy here now, which enables you to blast through obsession and negative energy like jealousy and envy. In fact, there is a very powerful psychological force now awakening inside of you. And here's your Wednesday stars. Lots going on in the sign of Virgo, which means over the next couple of days, concentrate on home and family affairs. Domestically is where these stars sit. It could well be that a member of your family comes to you, makes a suggestion, or comes with a surprise, or even a question. But home and family matters really draw you close to someone that you're related to, or equally, someone you live with. Here's your Thursday stars. More of what we went through yesterday, which is home and family affairs, and also where you're living. These stars suggest that you may even consider moving or making changes in the home. But whatever way you look at it, with these kind of stars, you really should concentrate on your nearest and dearest, because kith and kin and matters to do with home and family are going to be very prominent now. Make sure you're around when someone has an announcement to make. And here's your Friday stars. Lovely, lovely energy. And it comes from the sign of Libra. Well, we already had the first bout of that earlier in the week with Sun conjunct Jupiter. Now we have the Moon conjunct Jupiter. So there's a lot of joy around. I think you're going to hear from someone who either has a baby or announces they're pregnant. But there's something to do with a birth. Could be the birth of an idea. But whatever happens with Jupiter involved, it's joyous and gives a note of congratulations.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.